إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون My brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be feared, and implement every mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to imply piety and to imply taqwa and make sure you do not die except on the state of piety and taqwa and live your life as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to live it. As a Muslim, as a mu'min, a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all your actions, everything that you do in your daily life, all your sayings and all your beliefs have to be according to the Sharia of Islam, has to be according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from you, has to be according to what pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this short life you can gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your final destination would be al-Jannah without any punishment, insha'Allah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Holy Quran the reality of the nafs of son of Adam. This nafs that has many complications if it is far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That nafs that so many studies has been done to know this unknown creation, this nafs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply created this human being, this insan with nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created enemies for this nafs. They come continuously try it to mislead it as a fitna for this nafs. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً And we strike you with a balwa, a calamity. Khair is a calamity, and shar is a calamity as a fitna to trial you and to see whether you succeed or fail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified for us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Qaf, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ We have indeed created the son of Adam. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ And we know what his nafs whisper to him. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much he knows about us. Even the whispers that your nafs whisper to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. And this is our hadith today. I was talk about these whispers that the son of Adam gets. And sometimes they go to extreme and it does cause and create a problem to the Muslim in his daily life. This waswas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran spoke about. First as this ayah that I mentioned earlier, وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ This whispers comes from the nafs, from within yourself. And there are whispers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Qur'an and told us that comes from the shayateen and from the jinn and whispers that comes from al-insan, a human being. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I want you to pay attention to this surah that we all recite all the time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to seek refuge in three main attributes that represent the three categories of tawheed. From what? From something sometimes we belittle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask you to seek refuge in one of His greatest attributes except for something that is great and causes you, O the son of Adam, a problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. One of the greatest traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an attribute, Rabb, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Lord, the Creator, the Owner, the Sustainer, the Controller of everything. Say, I seek refuge bi Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, the King of people. This attribute that Allah attributed to Himself, the King of people, Ilahin Nas, the only one the people should worship. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah wal-Asma wal-Sifat wal-Uluhiyyah. From what? Min sharri al-waswas al-khannas. From the evil of the whispers, that a shaitan, when it whisper and then withdraws. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. From the jinnah, the jinn, الشياطين, and from the nas, the humans. Our discussion and talk today, it is not about the nas. That requires a separate khutbah. The whisper that comes from your friend, that needs a different khutbah altogether. That whisper, that phone call you get from your friend who's a shaitan, let's go out and let's smoke pot and let's make cigarettes and let's, and let's not go to the masjid. That requires a different khutbah. هذا جليس السوء, and the companion of سوء, the companion of evil. I want to talk about the waswas that comes to you from the shaitan and from your nafs. This waswas that it should not be belittled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described how this waswas driven your father and your mother from the Jannah. This waswas was enough to drive him from the Jannah. And he started with the first man ever created, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ. The shaitan came and whispered to both of them, to Adam and his wife Hawa. لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُرِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا. So he can disclose and show them what it's been hidden from their awrah. وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Listen to the whisper how he came to them. He said, your Lord never forbade you from this tree, إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Except that you may become angels or someone who will stay in the Jannah خَالِدًا فِيهَا forever. So he started his waswasa with them. He started his waswasa with them. And you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned you and He told you to seek refuge in Him from the waswas of the shaitan, as I recited to you. So the waswas comes to you. It comes to you sometimes lightly, like it happens to everyone. The shaitan comes and play in your mind. Your nafs play in your mind a little bit to do something that Allah forbade. Then very easy you repel it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, and it's repelled. But my discussion about this problem, and I wouldn't be lying to you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if I tell you this is only me, the da'i, just by myself, I get between 4 to 5 phone calls and emails a week about this problem. Al-waswas al-qahri, the forceful waswas that comes and keep playing in the head of the son of Adam. Because the waswas, ya ikhwa, sometimes can come to you and make you forget things. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And if the shaitan comes plays in your mind and makes you forget, do not sit after you remember with the oppressors. Boy, the companion of Musa, when he forgot Al-Hud, he said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ. And the one who made me forget this was the shaitan. So the shaitan comes and plays his game. It happens even to the companion. When they were on the way to a battle, to Khaybar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed Bilal radiyallahu anhu and said to him, wake us up for Fajr because we all very tired. Bilal did not wake up radiyallahu anhu until the sun risen already. So the Fajr time has gone. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna ash-shaytana ata bilalan. The shaitan came to Bilal. فَجَعَلَ يَهْدِيهِ كَمَا يُهْدَى الصَّبِيُّ حَتَّى نَامْ. He came to him and kept on whisper and guide him through his nafs. He's guiding you through your nafs until you fall asleep. As the little kid is guided. You know how you hold the hand of your little 3 years old and you walk around and guide him throughout? He came and kept on playing in his head until he put him to sleep. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew this place, there is a shaitan there. He said, irtahilu fa inna hadha al-makan hadarana fihi shaitan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let's go and pray somewhere else. This place, a shaitan came to us. He even came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to whisper in his head, to cut off his salat and destroy his salat upon him. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, to the meaning that a shaitan came to me in to interrupt my salat. فَأَعَانَنِ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَأَسْلَمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped me against him. Either فَأَسْلَمْ, he became a Muslim, or another interpretation to the ulama, فَأَسْلَمْ, that I am safe from him. So no one is safe from these whispers. He makes you forget, and he put things in your head. That's why you can easily repel that. Remove it with the adhkar, with the remembrance of Allah, with any the ways that I will mention to you. But it becomes to a second level, which is al-waswas al-qahri, where it becomes a problem to the person. I'll give you an example. This waswas comes to you in your aqidah. And especially to the newcomers to the deen. He comes to them and says, how do you know you are on the correct religion? How do you know Islam is correct? How do you know this? And how do you know that? That who created this? And who done that? Until it drives you crazy and drives you insane. And some of them would stop praying and go into doubt and go into kufr. It can come to you in a different form inside your ibadah. And wallahi, I know people like that. He'll do the wudu 3-4 times. That's waswas qahri. That is not normal waswas. The normal waswas, did I wash my hand? The shaitan makes you forget. You repeat the washing. That is normal. And you say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. But for it to come continuously, drive you away, how many rak'at? Did I pray 4? Did I pray 5? This is in every salat. I met, and I will not be cheating you, someone who would make the takbir 4 times. He stands for the salat and goes, Allahu Akbar. Then he goes, Allahu Akbar. And then he goes, Allahu Akbar. Then after I finish the salat, I turn and say, what's wrong? You made takbir like 6 times. He says, Wallahi, ya akhi, I wasn't sure whether I say it right or wrong. And I have seen some of them will come out from the wudu trench with water. He keeps repeating the wudu from the waswas. And you'd see some of them. I had a person who says, until he continuously asked me, ya Sheikh, I just thought about the talaq. Did I divorce my wife? Sometimes I think about it a lot. I say to my wife in my head, anti talaq, anti talaq, anti talaq. Have I divorced my wife? Brother, you are laughing. But wallahi, this is a very serious problem that happened to the son of Adam. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this great teacher to mankind, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted the burden of my ummah bima haddathat bihi nafsaha. Whatever you talk to yourself with in your head, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold you responsible for that. He will only hold you responsible of what you have uttered and what you have done with your action. To fight against this disease, he comes to you in the issues of feeling security and secure. You have brothers who, if they hear a crackle in their phone, they think, is your mukhabarata listening? He has nothing to do with anything. He doesn't even have a bead. If he sees two people looking at him, it must be the mukhabarata looking at me. They're chasing me. A car following him. Wallahi, this is so much happened, and that is waswas. Until it drives somebody crazy and insane. Some people lose sleep for days because of this sickness that they were inflicted with. And don't ever think that you are safer from it, because it's a calamity, it could come to you. This feeling, that continuous, that waswas al-qahri, our dearest scholars have written books about it. And the words that I'm telling you, and the cures that I will present to you, I did not bring them. It's from the words of our ulama. That waswas al-qahri that happens to the people. Because the person, he is always in this ultimate struggle within himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. Indeed, this is the shaitan makes you fear his allies. Meaning the shaitan always casting fear and doubt and check in your heart, because his ultimate goal is to drive you out of Islam and check you and throw you in Jahannam with him. So he will always try, and he knows your weakness. He knows what? Your weakness. He knows you like to lie, then he turns you to a compulsive liar. He knows that you're a womanizer, even he turns the ugly woman to look in front of you, a beautiful woman. He knows what is your weakness, and he plays on it. He knows that you have bitter waswas. You're not sure of yourself sometimes. He plays with it. He magnifies until it drives you crazy, and you abandon the act itself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got a force against this shaitan. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will affirm the one who believe in a strong, firm saying in this dunya and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْلَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ. If we didn't make you firm, O Muhammad, you were about to turn to them a little bit. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the situation of Umm Musa. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. After she have lost her son Musa, Allah described her heart, it became empty. And then the support comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ كَادَتْ لَا تُبْدِي بِهِ. She was about to speak and say, this is my son, give it to me back. This is Musa, this is Habibi, this is my child. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطَنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If it weren't for us that we have did rabat, which is a strength in her heart, made her heart firm, so she can be from amongst the mu'mineen. So this constant struggle, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you yourself to fight this shaitan, and Allah will support you if you depend on him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib, who is that personality that is vulnerable for that? Because surely not everyone has that forceful waswas, al-waswas al-qahri. Some of us don't have it. Some of us, the waswas comes to us, but we repel it easily. But which personality, if you find yourself have these traits, then try to fight them and remove them. The trait in that personality that has or most likely to attain al-waswas al-qahri, it's an arrogant personality. The first personality is arrogant. Doesn't accept nasiha. Person who's arrogant. He thinks he is better than everyone and above everyone, and he would not listen to anyone. The second important one, loving. A person who loves the routine and red tape. He always lives and restricts his person, himself, in a strict routine that he does not break. And that personality also has a lot of scrutiny. So it criticizes and scrutinizes everything. Wallahi, I have met people that I am too scared to say a word in front of them, even with good intention. Why? Because they take it and analyze it so much that actually they derive from it wrong things never intended by the person who says it. That's why the Prophet ﷺ or the Sharia told you to find excuses for your brother. So if you hear word, it doesn't linger in your heart. Just try to find excuse to remove it from your heart so it doesn't cause you a waswas. When the companions came to the Prophet ﷺ, some of them complained about Khalid al-Walid. So don't say anything. I don't want to hear anything about him. Why? Because the word doesn't linger in the heart and causes a problem. So that personality that always has this scrutiny, it causes a problem. He will spend days, as I said, thinking about a word somebody said, and might not mean anything. It might not mean anything. Or he saw his brother, or his best friend, frowning. He says, I must have said something. I must have hurt him with something. I must have this. There is nothing wrong with holding yourself accountable, but when you go to extremes, that could lead you to this waswas qahri. And you become a person who's worried at all the times, and it causes you a problem. Another trait from this personality, you'll find a dry, frowning personality that does not give a chance for some ease and recreation. Stuck like the donkey of the raha. You know the donkey of the raha? A donkey that is tied to a big wheel that crushes olives. It just keeps circling in one circle. His life is only one big circle running around. There is no time for smiling. There is no time for recreation. There is no time to leave that routine, that red tape he set for himself to do something. Every time you see him, he's never smiling. Every time you see him, he's too serious for everyone. There is nothing wrong with seriousness. But even the Prophet ﷺ had some relaxing time. And you would see some Prophet ﷺ, he would joke with his wife. And he would joke with his companions, the correct joking. Of course, not the way you joke. Tayyib, a joke that is correct. Sometimes he would cover the eyes of his companion and said, who would buy this slave? The companion would say, wallahi, if you put me in the market, you find me cheap. He would say, no, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala value you at a high price. See, there is room to relax, and Islam does not go against that. But you see that personality serious all the time, frowning, routine, everything. Even his wife cannot breathe in his presence. Allah al-musta'an, like a shaitan. Another trait of this personality, extreme compunction or extreme guilt consciousness. It is a praiseworthy trait, and Allah praised it in the Quran, an-nafs al-lawwamah. The nafs that hold itself responsible. The nafs, the conscious that always calculates the right steps and the right words, and if he sees something wrong, he will take it into account. It's not a careless personality. No, but sometimes go to extreme. They make words carry more than that deserve. Meaning he says a word and he will keep. Did I offend it? Did I do this? Did I do that? Continuous. And then he loses sleep for things which is abnormal. If he accidentally looked left and a girl is in his presence, probably he won't sleep the whole day. The Sharia does not want you to do like that. That's why the Sharia allowed you the first look and then turn your face. I don't mean the first look at some brothers and interpret it, keep perving. No, the first you look and you turn back. But some they take these acts into two extremes where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want you to be that extreme against and put themselves into so much torture and pain and agony until it causes them a problem. Also another trait, عدم الشعور بالأمان. That personality never feels secure. He's not secure with his wife. Meaning? What does it mean he's not secure with his wife? Meaning, inside his house, you see him hiding money there, hiding this, doing this. Maybe my wife takes off, maybe she divorces me. I have to always have a plan B and C and T and all the type of plans he has in his life. He's not secure with the people around him. He's not secure even living amongst the people. And I explained to you, if he sees cars turn left behind him or two white men with a blonde hair and blue eyes, maybe as you're chasing me, the mukhabarat, I don't know what I've done. Ya akhi, ittaqillah. Ya akhi, no one cares about you. Always feeling insecure wherever he puts his head. Wallahi, some of them said that if I, and this is after, a bit after September 11, it's got nothing to do with anything. He says, he lives in a flat. He said, wallahi, Sheikh, if I hear a crackle downstairs, I'll look, it's maybe the FBI storming my house. That is waswas qahri. You can't be like this. You can't live like this. You have to always have the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find that personality does not know how to deal with emergency. Even though some of them are very smart, when an emergency arises in their life, they panic, run and hide. They duck. They don't know what to do. Why? Because they're not used to changing according to the time and the place. Not changing your deen, changing the way you deal with things. When an emergency comes, they do not know how to handle it. Even though you think they are very smart people, which is they are some of them. But this is their personality, this is how they are. Subhanallah al-Azim. The last important point about this personality, normally they are between the age of 17 till about 30. This is when these waswas qahri comes to them, because after that they start become really mature and they belittle and look down at these things. أقول ما تستمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. My brothers, come a bit forward. This problem occurs amongst massive amount of people. I get a phone call about divorce. Another phone call comes about waswas. And I know some people have driven them even to abandon the deen. And that's why I remind you again why it's so important. And if you don't have this, say Alhamdulillah, this is a ni'mah from Allah. I have listed 11 different points how we can cure this. And be patient with us. The first and foremost, to know that it is ibtila, a calamity from Allah. If you have this waswas qahri, Allah is trialing you, Allah is testing you, and it is a sickness like any other sickness. If you have some disease, it's a trial from Allah, and if you have this, it is a disease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trialing you. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And we trial you with the evil and the khair as a trial, as a calamity. And to us, you shall return. So to know this. Once you know this, you know that Allah is trialing you, and you try and you do mujahadat al-nafs to try to find cure for it. The second, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To haste back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all the khair comes from Allah, and take heed and example from the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised him in the Quran when he said, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. And Ayyub, when he supplicated and called on his Lord, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The harm has touched me and you are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Number three, to have reliance on Allah. Since you know everything comes from Allah, then the only one who able to help you against this waswas is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whomever truly rely on Allah, Allah will suffice him. Also, the fourth important point, al-isti'adha, to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking refuge cannot be in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cannot be in the angel. Cannot be in another jinni to defeat the shaitan you have. It cannot be by any mawlana or mawi. It's by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah said in this ayah, telling us that this is what's going to happen, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And when a whisper from the shaitan comes to you, seek refuge in Allah. Indeed he is As-Sami'u al-Alim, the hearer of all and the seer of all. And Uthman ibn Abi al-As, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, inna ash-shaytana qad hala bayni wa bayna salati wa qira'ati yulabbisuha alayhi. He said, O Messenger of Allah, the shaytan came between me and my praying and my recitation. He will confuse it and to me. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, فَقَالَ ذَلِكَ شَيْطَانَ يُقَالُ لَهُ خَنْزَبْ. This is a shaitan, his name is خَنْزَبْ. His duty, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الشَّيَاطِينَ, is to ruin your salat. He said, فَإِذَا أَحْسَسْتَهُ فَتَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُ. If you feel him, then seek refuge in Allah from him. How do you do? He said, you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ and وَدْفُلْ عَلَى يَسَارِكَ ثَلَاث and blow with your from your left hand side 3 times. He said, رضي الله عنه ففعلت ذلك فأذهبه الله عني. I did just that and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala driven him away from me. Number 5 is to have knowledge. Because you have 2 scales. You have jahl, ignorance, and knowledge. And the ignorance causes misconception. The knowledge causes the removal of this misconception. That's why the ulama, our predecessors say, one alim is stronger against the shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. Yani 1,000 people dedicate themselves to the worship of Allah, the shaitan can easily come and make them fall into innovation, fall into shirk, fall into kufr, and they think they are doing good. They think they are doing good, but the scholar, he knows the tawheed, he knows the ilm, he implement. No misconception can come into his head. When you have a misconception from shaitan al-ins, comes to you and tell you how bad is your Islam and how brutal is your Sharia, then it's very easy for you to repel it and avoid it because you know the truth and you have knowledge of the truth. Also in this hadith, a group of companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what happens. This is the companions. They said, "Inna najidu fi anfusina ma yata'azamu ahaduna an yatakallama bih." We find in ourselves, Ya Rasulullah, things that it is, we feel it is so great to utter it on our tongue. Yani they get thoughts, they're too scared to utter it on the tongue. قَالَ وَقَدْ وَجَدْتُمُهُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, do you truly find this within you? قَالُوا نَعَمْ. They said, yes. قَالَ ذَاكَ صَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ. This is the clear iman. Why is this important? Because when you have iman in your heart, the shaitan comes and put doubt in it. So when you have the thought, don't be scared, don't alarm yourself. Know that you have iman. Have confidence within yourself and try to repel the iman with the iman you have and increase that iman in your heart through knowledge to repel this misconception that the shaitan comes and play in your head. Number 6, to cut off the thought. How do we cut off the thought? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِ الشَّيْطَانُ أَحَدَكُمْ فَيَقُولُ لَهُ فَيَقُولُ مَنْ خَلَقَ كَذَا وَكَذَا حَتَّى يَقُولَ مَنْ خَلَقَ رَبَّكَ فَإِذَا بَلَغَ ذَلِكَ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ. Here he said, a shaitan comes to one of you, the Prophet ﷺ said. He would say to him, who created this? And who created that? Then until it leads him, who created your Lord? The Prophet ﷺ said, let him say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ and stop. But if I stop, the thoughts doesn't go. What do I do? That's why number 7 comes to say, الْإِشْتِغَالُ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Keep yourself busy then with the remembrance of Allah. Even reading Quran with a loud voice will help a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in the Quran. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. The one who believe and their heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah, indeed, with the remembrance of Allah, hearts feel peace and take peace. So the peace comes from remembrance of Allah and from reading the Qur'an continuously, even with a loud voice. That would help you a lot to remove this. Number 8, to have a trust in Allah and in yourself and make your heart strong. Make your heart strong. Because weak personality, very easy for it to fall into waswas. If you have the strong heart, tab, how do I strengthen my heart? How can I repel the shaitan? What more do you want, O son of Adam? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Allah said, fight the allies of shaitan. Indeed, and this is the dalil, the plot of the shaitan is weak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. Do not feel sad, do not feel sorrow, and you are the superior. So you are superior to the shaitan. Allah said to you, he is weak, so you can easily defeat him. When you are in a ring with someone, you know he's very, very weak. How much strength you have. You fight full. You have no shadow of a doubt. Your heart doesn't linger or waver a bit in that fight. Why? Because you know you can defeat this guy easily with one punch. You can knock him out. Allah said, if you're a true believer, if you have the iman, then you are on a high status. You are superior to the shaitan. And no matter how much he plots, he is weak. Number nine, and I left these two to last so you can remember them, because it's been a long khutbah. Number nine, أذكار الصباح والمساء. To have always the أذكار. This is your guard. This is your armor. This is your shield. Fortress of the Muslim. Worth $2. أذكار, buy a few. Put one in your car, one in your work bag, one in your pocket. In the morning, after Salat al-Fajr, you read them. And in the evening, after Salat al-Maghrib, you read them. Or even after Salat al-Isha. As long as they are read in the evening. That will put a shield around you. And the number 10, ad-du'a. Ad-du'a in the right times and making the supplication. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your Lord said, supplicate to me and I will fulfill your supplication. So when you make dua to Allah to help you from this calamity, Allah promised He will help you. أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Who does answer the one in need and removes the harm? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, and I seal with this, if the problem persists and you find the problem does not going, of course it requires time. Meaning if you take these prescriptions and they do not work, you need to implement them for a while, a month or two, until they work. If they don't work, see a good, trustworthy Muslim doctor, because it could be a psychological problem, not just from the shaitan. It could be you have some issues. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَدَاوَوْا find cure. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لَمْ يَضَعْ دَاءً إِلَّا وَضَعَ لَهُ دَوَاءً غَيْرَ دَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ أَلْهَرَمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, find cure. Indeed Allah, He did not put a sickness except He put for it a cure except old age. No matter what you do, you cannot go back young. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, remember that it's always the tawakkul on Allah and the dua. And have faith in iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you if you are honest and sincere in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi asma'ika al-husna wa sifatika al-ula an tahdiyana wa ta'fu anna wa taghfir lana. Allahumma la taj'alna min ashqa khalqik. Allahumma washfi mardana ya Allah. Allahumma washfi marda al-muslimin wal-muslimat. Allahumma farrij karub al-muslimin. Allahumma alayka bi taghuti Suriya. Allahumma alayka bil asad wa man laffa laffahu wa man sa'adahu wa awanahu wa waqafa ma'ahu ya Allah. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا. اللهم انصرهم على عدوهم ذاك الشيطان الأسد. اللهم وانصرهم. اللهم داوي جرحاهم. اللهم داوي جرحاهم واستر نساءهم وفك أسراهم. اللهم واجعل سجون الأسرى في سبيلك روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم واشرح لهم صدورهم يا الله. اللهم واهدي زوجاتنا وبناتنا إلى الحجاب الشرعي الذي يرضيك. واهدي قلوبهن يا الله. اللهم وثبتنا على الدين والإيمان حتى الممات يا الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا عليها وابعثنا تحت رايتها يا الله. اللهم واحشرنا خلف حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأدخلنا الجنة معه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وأقم الصلاة.